Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I think we can designate this the official start of the dog days. We're through July 4th week. There's not another holiday till Labor Day. That's 2 months away, peeps. Now, I know a lot of you will take vacation. A lot of you will take some time off. I will be taking a week to travel to Cuba. 13 days from now. I can't believe it's coming up so quickly. It's not a vacation, but I get to sleep at night. So there's that trade-off. It's as hot as Hades, but I get to sleep at night in the air condition. So there's that trade-off. Anyway, this is the dog days. We're here. We made it. And now what? It's summer. I love summer. And I'm especially high on summer. My dog does not like summer, which is why it's so funny to call it the dog days. So she's not a fan at all. Not only does she hate fireworks, so last week was really traumatic for her. She can't stand thunder. It makes her deathly afraid. She shakes. So between the thunderstorms we had last week and the fireworks, and the fact that she's a long-haired Australian shepherd who prefers the snow, this is not her favorite time of the year, but maybe someone else's dog really loves the dog days of summer. But after a weekend that was such perfect weather, at least in my neighborhood, my neighbors were all happy. Far too chatty, if you ask me. But it was a humidity-free weekend. That does not happen in the summertime very often. And it was so nice to be able to go outside and not sweat in 93% humidity. Because I'm not kidding or exaggerating about this. When I left here on Friday morning, it was only 75 degrees, but the air was like cream of mushroom soup, and it was 93% humidity. The kind of humidity that makes you feel like you can't breathe. So I was thrilled for those thunderstorms that came through, scared my dog, and then got rid of the humidity. I actually ran outside on Sunday, which I'm kind of a wimp. I'd rather run in the cold than in the real extreme humidity. But it was good. It was a great way to start the work week. And here we are. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you cannot find us on your local affiliate, you can always find us on Sirius XM Channel 206. Or you can find us on the radio.com app, which is free. Free for me. Free for you. Twitter is also free. I guess it might cost you brain cells, but you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Something new we're doing over the last month now is promoting a special video of the week on YouTube. And if you haven't seen that tweet or that Facebook post, it's up. We pick something special every week, and before the end of July, I know it's going to happen. The skydiving video is going up before the end of July. We're so close to 25,000 likes on our Facebook page. We're actually over 25,000 follows, but the deal was likes, not follows. I don't know how this works, but we've got more than 25,000 follows. I mean, we can't all be Cristiano Ronaldo with his 122 million likes on his Facebook page. That is absurd. And this is the audio of me skydiving because they had a bug planted on me. No, for reals, there is a video that no one else has ever seen. I'm the only one who's ever seen this video, and because I'm a dope, I keep promising you all kinds of crazy things when we reach particular plateaus on our Facebook page and on our Twitter. Actually, not on our Twitter, because I don't want any more followers. But thanks so much for following me. So yeah, this video will go up on YouTube as soon as we hit 25,000 likes on our Facebook page, which is completely crazy. Why do I keep promising these things? I guess it's better than me covering Billy Joel or rapping. I'll never make those promises again. We're inside the Quicken Loans studios. I should never say never. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Because it's summer, this is kind of on my mind. And then we'll get to sports that are in season. Am I the only person on the planet who is not watching Summer League NBA games? Oh my gosh, please gag me with a spoon. I get that they're like really dynamic young rookies, but it'd be about like watching rookie mini camp. That to me is not appealing. Wake me up when they're on the court in an actual NBA game, please. Not to mention, there are guys getting hurt. I do not want to watch these guys getting hurt. And it's only one or two rookies whose names you will know in many cases. I mean, in some cases, they mix in some players who are down lower on the roster. But in most cases, you're talking about guys that won't even be with the team come regular season. So please wake me when we get to the regular season. I need a break from these sports when they take their end of the year and off season runs. Like, for instance, we take a break from talking the NFL. Not much, but some. I can't help it if guys get arrested, and then we have to talk about it again. But for the most part, you know, we take July and we are not breaking down training camp previews. No summer league for me. Maybe I'm the only one, but I do not find it interesting. But there was a big piece of NBA news that blew me away this weekend. I cannot believe Tony Parker is not going to finish his career in a San Antonio Spurs uniform. Holy cow. This was the first news I saw on Friday when I woke up and almost fell out of bed. This was not something I was expecting. I know he was an unrestricted free agent, but on Friday, he decided to take a 2-year deal with the Charlotte Hornets worth $10 million. I mean, that's a lot of money. It's $10 million. But after 17 years with the San Antonio Spurs? No way. I thought he'd be one of that family, the family of Spurs who never leave. Now, I don't begrudge him this choice any more than I did Kevin Durant. Just because I wanted to see him finish his career with the Spurs doesn't mean I have anything to do with it. I mean, these guys change jobs just like you and I do. And $10 million is $10 million. PT is PT. He wanted to play. He's not done. He felt like he had a lot more to give. Now, I know he's 36. And he's got 4 titles with the Spurs. He was also the NBA Finals MVP a decade ago, 2007, so 11 years ago. But the Spurs only wanted him back in a mentor role. Right? They weren't looking for him to be absorbing major minutes. And so instead, he'll become the backup point guard to Kemba Walker, who a lot of times is playing more minutes than he needs to, more minutes than he should, and that hurts the team down the stretch. Not only does it make him more susceptible to injuries, more prone, to physically and mentally breaking down, but it's not great for the team either. So Devontae Graham is a rookie with the Hornets, Kemba Walker and Tony Parker at the point guard spot. But still, this was not something that I would have expected or could have seen coming. And Parker himself said that it was a really tough decision. It was a tough 3 days, but he had to move on. And he gets to play for his idol, Michael Jordan, which is really cool. So for him, it's a dream come true. Also, he has a connection with the Charlotte Hornets' new coach, James Borrego, who was in San Antonio for a couple of years as an assistant. And then he and Nick Batum, who is French and is a member of the French national team and the Hornets, they've played together nationally for their own country for a long time. So it's an opportunity for him to connect with other people and to try something new in Charlotte, but also to spend more time on the floor in this upcoming season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you're a Spurs fan, I would love to hear from you. We actually do have a major name. Now, he's not an all-star anymore, but remember, he was coming off a big-time quad injury this season with the Spurs, and he did play pretty well once he was back into shape and into the groove. But he's one guy who's going from west to east, as opposed to what most are doing, which is going from east to west. Do you know there are only three players in NBA history to go 17 seasons with one franchise and then leave? Only three. Can you guess who the other two are? I'll give you a second. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or our Facebook page, of course, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That Spurs roster is going to look a whole lot different this year. It really is. They obviously may have to unload Kawhi Leonard, so there's that whole mess that we're looking at. But they also declined to match Kyle Anderson's offer sheet that he got with the Memphis Grizzlies. He's just 24, and he was a restricted free agent, and the Grizzlies decided to give him a bunch of money. And then Spurs drafted him. And those are just three names if you throw in Kawhi. So it's going to be a transitional year for Coach Popovich. And if anybody can put everybody on the same page and get them all together moving forward, they still have some really good veterans, some strong veterans that will provide that leadership and be an extension of the coaching staff on the court. But still, that one blew me away. That was how we started the weekend. DeMarcus Cousins has spoken about his Achilles injury and his new role with the Warriors, so you'll hear that. Rajon Rondo on why the Lakers chose him. Typically, guys talk about why I chose this team, but no, his take is why they chose me, which, if you know anything about Rondo, is not a major surprise. So we'll get to hear from some other big names in free agency. In Major League Baseball, though, they're not close to free agency. Where they are is nearing the All-Star break. And we've got one major name that I can't believe didn't make the American League All-Star roster, so we'll get there. Also, a major name that I can't believe did make the All-Star roster in the National League. I get bored with snubs. It's just, after 5.3 seconds, I'm over the snubs. So I don't do a lot of snubby stuff. Snubby stuff. Not stubby stuff, but snubby stuff. It's like some kind of a stuffed animal. That might be my hashtag. I don't know why, just because I'm weird. But we've also got news on Manny Machado.
Motivational tactic didn't help. staging a stuffed animal massacre.
Wait, I shouldn't be laughing at that. He got so upset, too, when he got accused of a stuffed animal massacre. They wiped them all off the face of the earth. Manny Machado, seven teams right now are in the running. You want to talk about a bidding war? This is like a homeowner's dream come true. When you're trying to sell a home, what you want is a bidding war to drive up the price. Oh, boom for the Orioles, because they've got seven teams who have made offers.
Get thrown out of my head.
They get to consider seven different offers on the table for Manny Machado because the end is very soon near, but maybe he'll have a chance to go to a contender. That's the opposite of what you would describe the Orioles right now. So we've got Machado news and the All-Star rosters in Major League Baseball. We've also got some incredible updates to offer from the Thai Cave, where that young soccer team has been for over 2 weeks now. And a threat from one NASCAR driver, Phil Mickelson, with more penalties. It's like his new thing now. And then the World Cup is down to its semifinals, right? I wish I was paying more attention, but that's also something. I'm paying a little more attention to the World Cup than I am to the Summer League. But neither one of them really floats my boat. So I only watch because I have to, if you must know. But, sometimes that's the job. All right, so find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our first show of the work week here on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Bouncing ball toward the middle. Base hit. Ball game tied. Hayward goes to third. And Morris scores the tying run. Hayward's going to try to score. The front of the plate. It's offline. Hayward scores. The ball goes to the backstop. And now Baez going to third. He is safe there. Cubs lead. Fans going crazy.
And the 3-2. Bodie takes high. Cubs win. Cubs win the ball game. A bases loaded, base on balls. David Bodie gets the job done. And the Cubs beat Cincinnati 6-5 in 10 innings.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I wish I could tell you that I was surprised by the Cubs highlights as described there by Pat Hughes on their radio network, which is why I went, ooh, in the middle of those incredible moments, but that's not actually what happened. Producer Tom walked into the studio. I had my head down. I wasn't looking toward the door, and it scared the boo out of me.
He misses us.
Yes, that, and he was returning a, shoot, I don't even remember what this is from. It's a Christmas salsa. Tupperware. It's what?
Was it the salsa?
No, he gave me salsa for my birthday in April, but is this, I know I made cookies, and maybe I brought them in, but I do not remember what this is from. Anyway, it's a Christmas Tupperware, but I don't think it was from Christmas. I can't imagine that he would have still had it. But anyway, so nice of him to return it right in the middle of the show and scare me half to death. But it's cool. At least I didn't throw anything at him. That's been done before. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's why there's double-paned glass between me and the two producers. Exactly. Duck and run for cover. The Chicago Cubs end up with an extra inning victory, and they are getting close to the All-Star break with a lot more momentum than what they had at this time last year. Remember, they were coming off their World Series title, and they would have admitted to you how bad their hangover was. But what I like about the Cubs, as well as the National League roster in Major League Baseball, is that there are a ton of first-timers. I counted them myself. That includes two Cubs, catcher Wilson Contreras and second baseman Javier Baez, who dazzles us with the leather and, of course, his speed on the base paths. But even as they had this extra inning win inside the division against the Reds, they also had two guys finding out they were making the All-Star team for the first time ever. So there were some tears to go along with the cheers for Contreras on Sunday.
My first reaction was like, I have no word to say, but I start crying when I went down to the cage, because that's what I worked for it, and I've been working hard every single game, and I play every game like it is my last one.
Real men cry. Real men wear pink. Real men are kind, and real men cry. Now, a lot of times real men cry over sports, but whatever. Those are crocodile tears as well. So congratulations to Javi and to Wilson Contreras making their first All-Star teams. But as I say, there are a ton of guys, especially in the National League, who will be playing on their first ever All-Star weeks. Used to be a weekend. It's not anymore. Now it's the better part of a week. But just in the starting lineup, now this does not include a DH, which will be picked by Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, but you've got Contreras, Baez, and then Nick Markakis of the Atlanta Braves making his first All-Star game, which is pretty amazing. He's not the only Brave. He just happens to be one of the first-timers. And then going through the reserves, there's a wealth of them. Ozzie Albies from the Braves is another one who's making his first All-Star game. Trevor Story of the Colorado Rockies. Scooter Jeanette, who last year had a four-home run game and launched one of our greatest shows in After Hours history. If you missed it, we did a show on the best nicknames in sports all time. Our phones were insane. People broke our different websites, our social media. It was one of the shows that I will always remember in our 5 years of doing After Hours. Thank you, Scooter Jeanette. Every time I hear his name, I whisper a silent thank you for a show that rocked the world. So yeah, lots of first-timers, from the starters to the reserves in the National League to the pitching staff, like Aaron Nola, who's been a great surprise for the Phillies. Mike Foltynewicz, another Atlanta Brave. Josh Hader of the Milwaukee Brewers. And so if you consider the teams that have set themselves apart in the first half, the teams that are fighting for first place, it certainly stands to reason, because you've got a couple of surprises like the Phillies and the Braves, who are tied virtually tied. They're separated by 1/1000th of a point in the standings atop the NL East. But right now, battling it out in that division with the Nationals 5 behind. The Brewers, who have a game and a half lead over the Cubs in the Central. And then, of course, the Dodgers and Diamondbacks atop the NL West with the Rockies not that far behind. That's another division that'll be really competitive. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. In the American League, you don't have quite as many first-timers, but that also stands to reason when you consider the teams that are dominant right now. The Boston Red Sox, the Houston Astros, they've each got 60-plus wins. You've got two teams in Major League Baseball already who are at 60-plus wins. The Red Sox and then the World Series champion Astros, who we will talk about at the top of the hour. We're going to spend some time with a host from our Houston affiliate, Sports Radio 610, because, yes, the Astros have 5 All-Stars, but that's not even the best news for the defending champs right now. Then, of course, you've got the New York Yankees, who are just 2 games back in the AL East after, you know, the young guys who have emerged over the last, I would say, year and a half, now almost 2 full seasons. If you go back to the All-Star break, the trade deadline of 2016, and you consider some of the young guys, Gleyber Torres being a first-timer on the AL All-Star roster. And so it's not as many guys who will experience All-Star festivities for the first time, but I'm disappointed for Blake Snell. Do you know that name? If not, you should. He's one of the leading pitchers in the American League and is among the leaders in all of Major League Baseball when it comes to wins at this point in the season. Luis Severino has 14 wins. Corey Kluber and Blake Snell of the Tampa Bay Rays are tied for 2nd most wins with 12. And then you've got a bunch of guys who have 11 wins. For some reason, there is no Blake Snell on the AL All-Star roster, and his teammate Chris Archer is not having it.
Guys, I have an issue. My teammate, my close friend, Blake Snell, was not a unanimous selection for the All-Star game. That's a joke. Something like that can't happen. He leads the league in ERA. That means he's given up the fewest amount of runs per 9 innings out of any starting pitcher in the league. Now, there's a way that he can get in as an alternate or replacement or a backup, but he's not that. He should be in the running to start the game. He's extremely talented. He's been doing it all year. There's no reason that this should happen. Players, coaches, managers, we have to do a better job with the selection process so we can put the best talent out on the field for the fans in the Midsummer Classic. If you didn't have him on your ballot, I hope that next year you take it a little bit more serious and put in the due diligence, because this is important.
Chris Archer going to bat in defense of his teammate Blake Snell, who inexplicably was left off the All-Star roster. If you don't know how the rosters are chosen, it's odd. It's been tweaked and twisted and changed over the last couple of years. There are 30, I'm going to explain it to you so you know who Chris Archer is talking to on his social media. There are 32 players on the All-Star game rosters. Most of them are now selected by not the fans, but fellow players. Do you know that was the biggest change from a couple of years ago when people were complaining about the All-Star game not only having an impact on who hosted the World Series, but also about fans voting. And so they went through this big transformation, and now most of the players on the rosters are selected by fellow players. So all 30 big league clubhouses submit their ballots. And it's a little bit convoluted, but essentially the fan voting accounts for the starters. Okay, so in the American League, it's all 9 because that includes a DH. In the National League, there are only 8 because there is no DH. Player voting then chips in 17 players in the AL, 16 in the NL. If I'm not mistaken, there are actually 2 DHs who go for the American League. The commissioner's office comes up with 12 players total. And then there's a final vote where fans can now choose one more guy for each roster. there is a chance that Snell will get in to replace someone who's injured. And maybe here's another opportunity. There might be guys who are inactive for one reason or another, like Justin Verlander, who will be inactive for the game because he's scheduled to pitch, I think, in the days right beforehand. So he won't be eligible to pitch on the 17th, which is the date of the game at Nationals Park in D.C. But still, that's nutso. He leads the majors in ERA, and he has 12 wins. He's 12-4 in 19 starts for a mediocre Tampa Bay Rays team. And yet, his colleagues didn't recognize him as a guy who deserves to be on the roster. That's so weird. So I like that Chris Archer is very measured, very methodical in his social media perspective. He's not screaming and yelling. Instead, he's doing the whole you catch more flies with honey approach. All right, so let's do some calls coming up. We've got some really neat nerd alerts from Major League Baseball, too. And I will answer our, it wasn't really a trivia question, but some of you have sent me tweets, A-Law Radio. We will answer the trivia question about the NBA, which features Tony Parker. Only three guys in NBA history have ever spent 17 seasons with one team to start their careers only to then switch teams. Three guys in the history of the league, which is why this is such a shocker with Tony Parker departing for Charlotte. Who are the other two in NBA history? I'll reveal that after the update. Again, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. If you want to submit your early votes for Man Crush Monday, hashtag MCM, the bank is always open.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Wait until I tell you what my family revealed to me this weekend. Not one member of my family, but two. I'm still attempting to swallow my pride. How often have I said on the show my family couldn't care less what I do for a living? Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's so true. They couldn't care, and as it turns out, some of them don't even know. Wait until you hear what my aunt and uncle did this weekend. Oh my gosh, I'm still getting over. I think my pride has been injured a bit because those who are the closest to you can hurt you the most. But I'm going to choose not to be offended. I have to let it go. So I'll share that with you soon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Very soon, you need to vote in our Man Crush Monday poll. We've got an eclectic mix of athletes from this weekend in sports. I'll give you one guess as to the guy who I was not going to put in the poll at all. This is a collaborative effort, though, the team. But if you listen to me on a regular basis, you'll know which guy I feel like is the outsider. But you can check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I still have not seen the Sunday into Monday edition of pre-law, so the very first pre-law of the week. But I will tell you that Chris asked me if I wanted to be part of pre-law on this Sunday night. I declined because I was reading something on the internet and I was focused on something else. So we'll do maybe another one of those days when the humidity is really bad and my hair sticks out in all directions. Oh my gosh, that was last week. I almost took a picture of my hair, which does look like a mop in the humidity, and tweeted, what humidity?
Bad choice.
It sticks straight out in all directions. It's so much curlier than when it's not humid. So I didn't, but I'll have to do that at some point. I don't know how I got that. Oh, pre-law. Yeah, the edition of pre-law. Hello, Amy. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can reach us by calling our toll-free line, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico with some great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. I have Geico for my car insurance. Princess Leia and I just celebrated our one-year anniversary. Did you know that? It dawned on me that Saturday, July 7th, was the exact date a year ago that I brought home my Subaru Forester, Princess Leia. You sort of helped me name her. I took your suggestions, but I obviously had ultimate veto power. So Leia and I have been to, in the first year, we've put 25,000 miles on the car, which is...
Looks like you managed to cut off our only escape route.
Well, we figured it out, Leia. We went to Houston at Christmas, so we drove to Houston and back. We drove to South Carolina in May for vacation and back. I just drove to Ohio and back. I've done multiple trips to D.C., which is where my brother lives. I think four or five of them when you go back to last summer and then Thanksgiving and birthdays. And then also took a trip to upstate New York to visit friends in the Rochester area. So in my commute. So she and I have been everywhere in the first year. I feel like
put that thing away. You're going to get us all killed.
No, no one's dying. I feel like we set the bar really high in our first year. But the great thing about the Subaru Forester is she's running as well as she did the first day I brought her home. I'm still so enamored of this vehicle. And after a decade of having old hand-me-downs, for those of you who don't know, there actually is a picture. She comes equipped with lightsabers. There actually is a picture on my Twitter profile page of my Saturn that I got rid of in 2013 after she went over 300,000 miles.
It's a trap.
I gave her away. We didn't retire her to the Saturn graveyard, but I gave her away to a family that wasn't going to be sitting in traffic and not having to worry about a stick shift. So that was a car that I got new in 2003. But by the time we got to the, 2010-11 stretch, her bumper was taped on by duct tape. And she was a great car, but boy, oh boy, was she getting old.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
She was a little bit creaky. She could have been sold off for parts, actually. But the last I knew, she was still running. Then my mom gave me a hand-me-down Infiniti. Also a great car, but a 2002. So going back to, the last decade, I've had cars that weren't made recently. And so it's pretty amazing to have this Subaru Forester that is only a 2015 and had only 15,000 miles when I got her. So that was kind of a neat milestone, a bit of an anniversary for me over the weekend.
Somebody has to save our skins.
Plus, we get Star Wars drops. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. There were a bunch of other first-timers for both the National League and the American League that we'll hear from. We'll sprinkle those as we go through the show. But Mark Reynolds is not on a list as an all-star unless I somehow missed him in the final. So I haven't even looked at the final fan vote yet because I haven't gotten ready to vote. I have to research, I have to take some time and figure out who I want to cast my ballot for. But as I went through the rosters, I did not see Mark Reynolds on the National League roster. I'm checking again just to make sure I didn't miss anyone. I know for damn sure he didn't make it as a pitcher. Why? Because Sunday was his major league pitching debut. How about the weekend for Mark Reynolds? If you don't know, this is why Mark is included in our Man Crush Monday poll as we head into the first work day of the work week.
The 1-1. Swinging a ground ball left side with the shift on. It's off the glove of the third baseman into left field. Soto scores. Goodwin to the plate. He'll score. Mark Reynolds has driven in 10. He ties Anthony Rendon's Nationals record. It's 18-4.
Madsen takes the gives the ball to Davey Martinez. Hands the ball, actually, to Mark Reynolds.
So, Reynolds throws a knuckleball.
There you go.
So maybe they wanted Severino to catch the knuckleball.
The kick and the pitch. Swinging a slow ground ball right side. Adams has it. Reynolds didn't break to cover first, but Adams will take it himself to the bag. And the side retired.
Strands two inherited runners.
I love that the guys are laughing on the Nationals radio network. And did you hear the surprise from Charlie Slows? He hands the ball to Mark Reynolds. Now, this game, the Marlins ended up beating the Nationals, which is one reason why Reynolds was out there making his career pitching debut. But what
in the was that?
What a weekend. What a weekend for the Nationals. What a weekend for Mark Reynolds, who had that 10 RBI outing on Saturday. So he got the start at third base. because of what he did Saturday night with the 10 RBI. And he was 2-for-4 with a walk, so he still had momentum at the plate. But he also pitched 1/3 of an inning, retired the only batter he faced in the ninth, and left a couple of guys stranded. I love his – we might have to see if we can find this post-game reaction, Producer Chris, when you get done answering the phones. But I love his reaction after the game. He said, "Home plate looked like a mile away." He said, "I always wanted to do it. It was a cool experience." So Mark Reynolds is one of our choices for hashtag MCM Man Crush Monday. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Skip, who's in Florida. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy.
Hello. You got about 90 seconds. Go, go, go.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just want to say I'm glad to hear a woman's touch on the radio.
Thank you.
And I have a question on your thing about the players that switched teams after 17 years. Mm-hmm. Was Jordan one?
No, Michael Jordan wasn't. He didn't play 17 years with the Bulls.
Oh, okay.
Before he retired. But I will tell you the answer since you're on the phone, Skip. The three guys who started their careers with one team, played at least 17 seasons, and then changed uniforms were Tony Parker, which we know,
right.
Hakeem Olajuwon, who played 17 years with the Rockets before he changed teams, and then Karl Malone, who was actually 18 years with the Utah Jazz before he went to the Lakers and finished his career there. But just weird. It's very jarring to think about these guys. I mean, I can remember where Karl Malone went, I wonder if we look back at Tony Parker's career, will people remember that he finished in Charlotte?
Yeah, I was really surprised about that.
Yeah,
I have a baseball question for you real quick about the intentional walk.
Okay.
It's one that's kind of bothered me for a long time, and I wondered how your listeners felt about that, because I used to like to see, it takes away the plays or something that could happen
when
you walk a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it really, all the time they spend going to the mound and replays and all that, I don't think it really slows the game down that much.
No, I'd agree with you.
I wanted your thought on it.
Okay, yeah. Now, when they changed the rule, it felt like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. Skip, thank you so much for your phone call. Because it doesn't take that much time off of the game clock. It's such a weird tweak to make. And I would agree with you. There are times when we've had scoring plays take place on an intentional walk, when guys have gotten hit unintentionally on an intentional walk, or in a very rare occasion, a guy's actually slapped his bat out there and he's hit a pitch that was too close to the plate on an intentional walk. And so I think it's dumb to have it the way that it is. It takes away from the true spirit of baseball. Coming up next, we'll spend some time in Houston, where the champs are killing it on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.